Sports Report by Andrew Colomossi, Part 1. Hello again and welcome back to our regular look at the sports scene in and around the town. And this time we start by offering our congratulations to Todmorden's table tennis star Megan Shackleton, who's been named in the Great Britain squad for next month's Paralympic Games in Paris. It has been an anxious wait for Megan since she just missed out on automatic qualification, but the selectors have named her as a wild card in their 11-strong squad for the Games, where she will take part in the women's singles and mixed doubles. Megan, 25, and a student at Sheffield University, where she's reading English, won a bronze medal in the last Paralympics in Tokyo 3 years ago. And now, after a successful season which has involved her participation in tournaments all over the world, she has achieved her goal, and soon after hearing the news of her selection, she said in a BBC interview, "My face is aching with smiling." It has been a roller coaster over the last 18 months, and after I finished third in the qualifying tournament, which was not enough, I had processed I wasn't going to Paris. So I am more grateful than ever now, and it is a huge honour to represent Paralympic GB. So, well done, Megan. You've done Todmorden proud, and the whole town will be rooting for you in Paris. Cricket next, and news of a remarkable bowling performance from 22-year-old Sam Kelly in Todmorden's second 11s match against Darwin at Centre Vale. Kelly has played only a handful of first-team matches in the Lancashire League, but he may be improving on that record before long after taking 9 wickets for 15 runs as Darwin were dismissed for a meagre 55. Kelly took control after Tom Barker had snapped up an early wicket and proceeded to rip through the Darwin batting in a devastating 10-over spell. Indeed, only one batsman made it into double figures, and the top scorer was extras, with 12. Todd made life difficult for themselves in reply, losing 4 wickets for just 11 runs, but they steadied the ship to edge home by 3 wickets. So well done, Sam. That was definitely a day to remember. Meanwhile, the senior side continued the Jekyll and Hyde form that has been a feature of their season, winning 3 and losing 3 of their 6 league matches, with professional Ed Moore hitting a century in the home victory over Enfield. 2 of those wins involved close finishes, with a 12-run victory over Norden and a 6-run success against Middleton, in which Charlie Atkinson scored an unbeaten 97 to finish agonisingly short of a maiden senior century.